Okay, we're up to Lamed Vav on the base, about a third of the way down. Okay. Ein havlat shel kayom. Tana mishum Rabbi Eliezer, omru yotzi beget. It's going on the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if it's Sofik ben Tisha l'Rishon, Sofik ben Shiva l'Achron, so Yotzi v'Havlad Kosher, the Chayovim ba'ashem Toli. So, no, it's not going on that case. It's going on the case of what's it called? Bizman shavlad shel kayoma yotzi, the chayovim bekorban. Then ein vlad shel kayoma yikayim. So what happens in between, where the you're not sure if it's going to be a vlad shel kayoma or not, and he lived with her beisr, and then it turns out that the vlad was a vlad sheinol shel kayoma. So halacha is he has to give her a get, and then later on if it comes out that the vlad wasn't shel kayoma, he could marry her. There's a yibum. So then, what's it called? He could remarry her. So Tana Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Omru Yotzi Beget. Rashi. Tana Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Polig Asefa de Masnisan. Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on the end of the Mishnah. The Koya Ein Avlad Shel Kayoma Yikayim. Says if the Vlad was not Shel Kayoma, then he can continue living with this woman, right? Either he has to make a new yibum, or the old Yibum helps, that's what we had before, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Ka'amar Ihu, Afo Pi She'ein HaVlad Shel Kayoma, even if the Vlad turns out not to be Shel Kayoma, right, still, Kan Sinan Lei, Diyotzi Beget, he has to give her a get, Mishum Denichnas Asofik Isra Eshesach, because when he married her, he wasn't sure whether he's over Nisr Kares or he's Mekayim Mitzv Yibum. So they gave him a knas that he has to divorce her. The Afagav the Hashdi Gloy Milsa di Yibum Ma'al Yahavi, even though now, it turns out that what he did was a Yibum, a mitzvah, not an Avera, right? Umiyu beget below Chalitza Sagi. But the Bais of the Yibum took effect now. So therefore, since the Yibum took effect, he doesn't have to, what's it called, give her Chalitza anymore, but he has to give her a get. So we're cognizant him that he can't remain married to her. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Even though the Mishnah says that Yikayim, that if it turns out the child is not Shel Kayoma, then he can be Mekayim, maybe make a new Maisa Bia to make a Yibum, but Lamaisa, he's allowed to keep this woman. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to divorce her. They gave him a Knas. Okay. Omar Rava, Reb Meir v'Rabbi Eliezer Omru Dover Echad. So Rava said that this same idea we find by Reb Meir. Where's Reb Meir? Reb Eliezer, Hadamorin. Reb Eliezer is the case where since he put himself into a Sofik Eishes Ish, right, Eishes Ach, right, Sofik Eishes Ach, we give him a Knas, and even though in the end it turned out he was lucky, he has to divorce this woman. We don't allow him to remain with her. Where's Reb Meir? Reb Meir de Tanya, the similar case we have with Reb Meir. Lo yisa other muberes chaveru meinekes chaveru. V'imnasa yotzi v'lo yavzer olam is divrei Reb Meir. Person's not allowed to marry a woman that is nursing or pregnant, because we're afraid that if she remarries, the husband won't want her to continue nursing or whatever, or she'll have another child from the new husband, and he won't want her to continue nursing the first child, and the first child will be a bisakana. So we don't let her get married for 24 months till after this man of the nursing time. But what if somebody got married within the 24 months? So Reb Meir holds he has to give her a get and he can't ever take her back because he was over, we give him a knas because he was over this isser of marrying a woman during the 24 months. We give him a knas, he has to get divorced and he can never marry her again. V'chachom bomrim yotzi, right, taka, he has to divorce her. But we don't make him not be able to get married. When the 24 months will be up, he can remarry her if he wants. Omer le Abaya, Mimai. Who said that Rabbi Eliezer and Reb Meir hold the same thing? Maybe they don't hold from each other's halacha. Dil Malohi, Ad kan lo komer Rabbi Eliezer hocha ele mishun de kapaga be Yisra Eishas ach di oraisa. Aval hosom de Rabbanon, k'Rabbanon svirole. Over here, the reason that the Rebbe Lezer holds you give him a knas, because he put himself into a suffix issa d'oraisa v'eshes ochid. So he did something really bad, even though he lucked out in the end, we give him a knas. But over there, it's only an issa d'rabbanan to marry a woman who's nursing. So since only an issa d'rabbanan, maybe there the rabbanan weren't so strict that if somebody did it, what's it called, that he should have to get divorced and never marry again. Inami adkan lo ka'amar Reb Meir ha'asam elamishim d'rabbanan. The chachamim asu chizuk li divreyim yosim mishal Torah. Avo hacham ed'oraisa mifrish parashi mina. Or maybe just the opposite. But when did, Reb Meir say his halacha by an issa d'rabbanan, which people are not so careful with? So in order to make a point, the rabbanan asu chizuk li divreyim, and they gave him a knas that he can never marry this woman again, because he was over in Issa d'Rabbanan. Otherwise, people wouldn't take Issa d'Rabbanan seriously. But over here, people take Issa d'Oraisa seriously. He's putting himself into a suffix. We don't need to make a point and make an extra chumrah. Lamaisa, if he lucked out, we let him remain married. Omar Rava, Ula Divrei Chachomim. Let's see Rashi till here. Dover echad, the Reb Meir nami konis es hanosei muberes chaveru meinekes chaveru legarsha. Reb Meir also similarly gives a knas that if you are over the isser of marrying a woman who's nursing or pregnant, you have to, you have to divorce her. Isha shemeis baila vihimu uberes. A woman who hasn't died and she's pregnant, o meinika, or she's nursing. Asur lehinosei ad esim v'arboa chodesh shekein tinik yonek. That's a normal time of nursing, 24 months. She's not allowed to get married within those 24 months. Kshiagia zmanu lichnos asof chavdalit chodesh yichnos. It's possible for various reasons that bizman hazeh, it's after 18 months already, she can get married. But Gemara over here says 24 months. Be Israishis Ach, Kalomer Shahekeli Khanas a Sophic Ashes Ish, Ashes Ach, Shesh Lobanim, the Dilma Havi Vlad Shalkayama, Hilka Kansinle. Over there, in the case of Belezer, the person put himself into a Sophic Isidoraisa, therefore he deserves a Knas. But over here it's only Nisidurabonin, maybe not. Ella Mishum Durabonin, the Muberis Khaver Midurabonini, the Komazalsliba. Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe when you're over in Issa d'Rabbanan, we give you an extra knas because otherwise people won't be take Issa d'Rabbanan seriously. Other people shouldn't see that, well, the guy did it already. We let him marry her in the end. So, what's it called? It's not such a big deal, Issa d'Rabbanan. Right? The Yavama who's pregnant, and we don't know if she's going to give birth to a viable child or not, and if she does, there's an Isser Eshazach, right? People know that it's a serious thing. They stay away from it. We don't have to give him a knas for fear that other people won't take this Isser seriously. Let's go on. Omar Ravala, Divrei Chachamim Yotzio Beget. You can't just separate from her and then continue the marriage after 24 months, but he has to give her a get. Omar Marzutra, Dekanami, Vitani Yotzi, Velok Tani Yafrish. It doesn't say we separate them for the duration of the 24 months, but Yotzi has to divorce her. Shema Mino. Rashi. The Divrei Chachomim de Amrik, Shagi Azman, Olichnos, Yichnos, Miu, Ad Shagi Azman, Yotzi Beget. She has to give a get. We don't just separate them. Diktani Yotzi v'chachamim romrim Yotzi. Okay. Omer le Rav Ashi le Rav Oshia. Bereid Rav Idi. Hosom tnan Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer kol shesha ba'odim lamid yom. Eino nefil. Okay. The Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the Chacham argue on this, we'll see, that if a baby that was born and didn't live 30 days, okay, did live 30 days. Kol shesha ba'odam lamed yom, and by a behemoth, the way it says ba'odam, because 30 days is the time that we know that if a child lived 30 days, he's a viable child. By an animal, 8 days is enough. If an animal lived 8 days, a viable animal. It's not a nephil. Kol shesha ba'odam lamed yom, ain't a nephil. Ha lo shoha sveka havi. If it didn't have 30 days, it died within the 30 days, right, then it's a suffix. The Itmar, Meish besoch lamed yom, v'omdo v'niskatsho. What happens if this Yavama had a baby and it died within 30 days? So it's a suffix, whether it was a nafil or not. If it was a viable child, then there's no more yibum. Because when the husband died, he had a viable child was born after his death. And Mamela, he didn't die childless. If the child is considered a nafil, then he never had a viable child. There's a mitzvah yibum. It's a suffix. So meis besoch lamed yom, v'omdom v'niskatsha, and she went and got married to somebody else, not to the Yibum, the Yavam. And without Chalitza, Ravina mishmei the Rava, Omar im eishes Yisrael, hi choletzes. So Ravina said in the name of Rava, that if she's a regular, wife of a regular Jew, so then, she gets Chalitza, so she can continue living with her new husband. Except now she's living with him with a suffix maybe that she's really a Yavam of a Shuk. Because maybe she really was Chayv in Yibum. She's not allowed to live with anybody else without Chalitza. So she gets Chalitza and then she can continue living with her husband. The Amesha's Kohen, but if she married a Kohen, so now if she gets Chalitza, she's going to be also to her husband. So then we don't make her get Chalitza. Ain't a Choletzis. With suffix to suffix, and we assume that Rove women give birth to a viable child, and probably the child was viable. Okay.
But if it did?
If it was viable to begin with and it just died afterwards, that's a suffix. Right? If it lived 30 days, you know for sure it's viable. If it died within the 30 days, we're not sure. Could be that it was a viable child, just died. Right? Viable people die too. Or maybe it never was viable and therefore it wasn't considered a child at all. Ramasharsha mishmei the Rava Omar. Ramasharsha said the name of Rava Omar achazu v'achazu choletzes. No, even the Eishes Kohen has to get chalitza and tough luck. She has to get divorced from her husband. Let's see the Rashi till here. Kol sheshar shloshim yom mishenolad chai shloshim yom. Right, from the time a child was born, it lived 30 days. Ba'adam ein nefil. L'hachi nakat ba'adam, the tani seifu ba'behema ches yamin. Why do I say specifically ba'adam? Because by a behema, it's different. It's only 8 days. Ein on nefil, upoter asimo min achalitza. And therefore, the mother is poter from chalitza, because the husband died with his wife pregnant, who gave birth to a viable child, so he didn't die childless. Sveikahu, but if the child died within 30 days, right, then it's a sofik. V'choletza salomis yamin. She can't have yibum, because maybe it is a child. She has to have chalitza because maybe it's not a child. And if she got married before, right, so if we give her chalitza now, she can continue being married if she's an Eishes Yisrael. But if she's an Eishes Kohen, now she's a chalutza, she's also to her husband. V'dafke imesapkelon ikololo chadosha v'los. Rashi says, this is only if we're not sure that the child was a full 9-month, full-term baby. We're not sure. We're not sure, and he didn't live 30 days. That's when it's a suffix. If we know for sure he's a full-term, 9-month baby, right, then, even if one day old, we consider him a viable child. How do you know kol lo chadoshav? He has fingernails and hair, right? That shows he's a full-term baby. So a full-term baby, even if lives one day, already has a cheskas chayim. It's just if it's not a full-term baby, and he died within 30 days, then it's a suffix. Meis besoch shloshim ben hayavama v'niskatcha l'shuk b'cheska shibtura mishum b'na. If the child died within 30 days, but she got married before that, right? Now we're not sure if she should have gotten married or not. Maybe she needed yibum. So im eishes Yisrael he im zeshikidsha Yisrael hu shim tachlots min hayavam la'achr kedushin lo teos rabal l'choletzes. If the man she got married to was a regular Yisrael, so having chalitza is not going to prohibit her to him. She needs chalitza, and this way it solves the problem. But if the woman she got married to was a kohen, and now if we make her have chalitza, she'll be usher to her new husband. We don't make her have chalitza. And we say that rove women give birth to viable children, and we go after that rove, and we don't need mirni chalitza. Samchin na vlad. We're so mechan the vlad. Tosfos brings out, that even the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel. That, what's it called? You don't need 30 days. They hold if the child died, with seemingly of natural causes, within the 30 days, they also hold he's a Suffolk Nathal. The Rabbanan just hold that if a lion ate him, that's no proof that he was a Nathal, right? Or he fell off the roof. Then the Rabbanan hold, even if he didn't live 30 days, we assume he's a normal child. Even if we're not sure even if he's not a full-term child. You don't need the 30 days to establish a Cheskes Chayim. But if the child died of no apparent outside causes, and even the Rabbanan agree if he didn't live 30 days, and he died of no apparent, you know, outside causes, there's a suffix whether he was a navel. Okay. What else? And the Tosus brings down also the Gabi Avelis. We're not machmer like that. A child that didn't live 30 days, you're not misabel for. In any situation. Even kololo chadoshev. Even if he's a full-term baby, he died within 30 days, we're not, what's it called, we're not misabel for a child who didn't live 30 days. Okay. Let's go on. Omar le Ravina le Rav Misharsha. So Ravina said to Rav Misharsha, right, Rav Misharsha is the one who said that if she's an Ashes Kohen, we don't make her have chalitza, and he said in the name of Rava. And Ravina says, not true, that what's it called, that whether she's an Ashes Kohen or a Ashes Israel, we do make her kev chalitza, and he said that in the name of Rava. So Ravina said to Rav Misharsha, Beursa Omar Rava Hachi. Tak at night, you were right. You only showed up tonight, Seder. And you heard Rava say what you said, right? But the Tzafra Hodarbe. And what's it called? But in the morning, what's it called? He had Harata and he said Ashes Kohen is not Cholitz. So he said, Omer Le, so Rav Misharsha said to Ravina, Sharisu, you want to be matter this woman without chalitza, right? You have Rachmanis on the poor Kohen who can't continue living with his wife, so you want to be matter without chalitza? Yehi Rava de Tishtu Rav Tarba. Right, maybe, according to Baruch, you should be matar chalif too. So a little modern, in other words, saying sarcastically, right? You're be matar a woman who's a Sothic Yavama Lashuk, right? Because you want to do favors for Kohanim? So some say, Tishtru af tarcha. Tarcha is the Aramaic for a divorcee. You're going to be matar as chalutza, it's going to come that you're going to be matar to a Kohen, even a divorcee. Now, people are going to be mezalzel in Yisurei Kohuna because of you. Or another pshat is, it says that Kohanim used to be mekel with a certain kind of chalif. So if you have Rachmanis on Kohanim, right, you're going to be mekel on this chalif also because you have Rachmanis on Kohanim. Okay. Hocha gabi muberes chaveru minekes chaveru hanesula kohen mai. What's the case of the guy who marries a woman who's nursing, so we say he has to give her a get, and according to the Chachamim, he can remarry her after 24 months. According to Rav Meir, he can never remarry, so there's no question. The question is only according to the Chachamim. Chachamim say he has to give her a get, and then he can remarry her. What is if it's a Kohen? The guy who married this woman within 24 months, he's a Kohen. If he gives her a get, forget it, he can't remarry her. If he doesn't give her a get, but we separate him, then he can continue being married after 24 months. So a regular Yisrael, we make him give a get. What about a Kohen? Do we have Rachmanis on him or not? Mi ovid Rabbanan takanta le Kohen olo? Did the Rabbanan make a takana that the Kohen doesn't have to give a get so he can continue being married to her after the 24 months? Or not? Omer le, hachi hashta. Bishlam ahasam kivin diikur Rabbanan de pligi alei drushim gamliel. Da amri afogav de lo shoh avlad ma'al yahavei. Right, Gabi Eishes Kohen, Kivin, the low Efshar of Dina Karabonin. Over there is a sheet of the Rabbanan that holds another Rav Shimon Gamliel. That even if it didn't live 30 days, and it didn't die of natural causes, right, that it's what's it called, it's a viable child. So we're somich on the Rabbanan, even though the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we're somich on the Rabbanan, b'shas adchak, for a Kohen. There's a sheet that Lisa could be somich on. But over here, av halacha, keman navid. Over here, nobody holds. Ikar Reb Meir who Amar Yotzi v'lo Yazir Olam. It's according to Reb Meir, he can never remarry her. So the question is a moot question. The Ikar, and even according to Rabbanan, the Amri beget. Right. He has to give a get, so there's nobody to rely on. So how can we be makel for Kohanim when there's no shita that holds? He doesn't need, at least need a get. So therefore, over here, we don't make such a takana for the sake of the Kohen. Over there, we did it because we're somnich on the Rabbanan. Hachamai, Rabbi Yeshua Bereder of Idi Kaboile. Mi Ovid Rabbanan takanta the Kohen. The Alphagat of Israel, but in a Yotzi beget, at Shiagiyaz Mano. Hosam hu, the Shiagiyaz Mano, Motzi Ladura. Avahocha, the imagarish law, lomotzi mahadr law, tiski bafrosha bialma. But a Kohen, who, if we make him give her a divorce now, he won't be able to remarry her after the 24 months. Maybe we just separate them, and he can remarry her. He can continue living with her after 24 months. Avdina karabon, and the samchin and avlad. Right, over there, there's a machlokis of Shimon Gamliel on the rabbon, and so by a Kohen, we're somich on the rabbon. But over here, not. Okay, itmar. Kitcha besoch shlosha uborach. A guy got married within the 3 months of Havchana. Okay, so it wasn't allowed, you have to wait 3 months to make sure, to know if it's the first husband's kid or the second one's. If it's the first one's kid, then he was over in Isser, Yavam Lashuk. If it was the second, his kid, then that's fine. If it was his kid, no, just the opposite. If it was his kid, no, any case, I don't think it's only talking about Yavam. Right, kitcha besoch shlosha, any woman, Rashi, kitcha besoch shlosha, shum amon grusha, right, any amon grusha has to wait 3 months, so you can know whose kid it is. So he didn't wait 3 months. So what happens? Kitcha besoch shlosha uborach. So normally, we would, what's it called, make him give her a get. And then, if he, after the 3 months, wants to remarry her, he can. If he's a Kohen, it won't help. What about over here? So, kitcha besoch shlosha, and the guy ran away. So he's not going to make Nisuin, obviously, within the 3 months, because he ran away. Right? So now it's obvious that he doesn't intend to live with her. He just was Makadosh. Pligi Boravacha Varavrafram. Chadamra Mishamtinanle. One says you put him in Cherim for being over the Isra of marrying within the 3 months. The Chadamra Iruke Mistaye Mistaye. The fact that he ran away shows us that he never had intention to actually live with her, and the Kedushin is not really what's Osir here, because he's not going to have a child just from the Kedushin. Havi Uvda, V'omer Luhura from Iruke Mistai, there was a Maisa like this, the guy ran away, and they wouldn't put him in Cherim, because what's it called, his running away showed that he didn't intend to live with her. Rashi.
So what's he doing there? Just staying in the house with her?
What?
Staying in the house?
No, he ran away.
Yeah, but he was there.
He made Kiddushin.
Right. So
what? No chuppah. Right. He didn't live with her, and he ran away after the Erison.
So she's an Ashes Ish already?
Yeah, she's an Ashes Ish, but the reason that she can't get married, because we're afraid she'll get pregnant, and we won't know whose kid it is. But if she doesn't have Nisuin, there's no way of her getting pregnant.
What difference does it make?
What?
What difference does it make at this point? She's an
issue.
She can't get married anyway.
No. Things like this. She was married. Her husband died. This guy married her, right, a week later. Okay. We don't let him live with her. And he's really not allowed to get married to her. Because if he does live with her and she gets pregnant right away, we don't know if it's his kid or the other kid. But he married her and he ran away. Right? So the shaila is, do we put him in cherim for being over the isra of marrying a woman in 3 months, even though he never lived with her, never made nisuin? Right. So normally we would, because you intended, obviously you married her, we suspect that you're going to make nisuin. You're not even allowed to make erisin, right, because you're not allowed to make nisuin. So we put him in cherim. But if he ran away, so he showed that he never intended to live with her, right now, he'll come back later. He was going to come back after 3 months. The fact that he ran away shows us that even though the Chatchili shouldn't have married her, but Lamaisa, he never intended to live with her, so it's not something to put him in Cherem over. That's the idea. Rashi, Kitcha Besosholosha, Shuma Monogrusha, Iruke Mistaye, Loboy Lemichthaye, the Licht of Get. We don't force him to give a get, right? Because he married her, Shalokadim. The Goli Daitid, Loboy Lichnos Azmano, because he showed us that he wasn't intending to live with her anyway. Until the 3 months are going to be over, because he ran away. Right? So he didn't intend to live with her. So therefore, we wait 3 months, and then we let him, what's it called, then we let him make nisuin. Normally, we'd make give him a knas. You married be'isser, like the guy who married the woman between 24 months, give a get. You want to marry her again afterwards, that's your business, but right now, we're forcing you to give a get. So if he ran away, right, he showed that he wasn't intending to live with her, so we don't force him to give a get, and we wait 3 months, so he can continue living. Then he can be kol nisar.